I am 870% here for the AU, where Ahsoka and Asajj are running a gig, or not a gig, a con. They're running a gig. They're an intergalactic band. No, okay. Asajj is a bounty hunter. She's got a little bit of Jedi training when Kynarok found her in the first place. And then she's got a lot more of use your emotions to access the Force plus Sith ideology from Dooku. And then you've got Ahsoka, who's got more of the traditional Jedi banish your emotions nonsense. But she did have Anakin as a master who, as we have all learned, is shit at that non-attachment, non-emotion thing going on. And then after, you know, the whole tragic, you are no longer a Jedi, leave before forced to cut your, you know, cut ties more, less metaphorically and more literally. So she's all running for her life and has minimal skills in the real world. And then you've got Boba, who was only, what, 10? 12? No, at most he was 10, because the clones had been growing for 10 years. At most he was 10 years old when his dad got his head chopped off. So I feel like Asajj would not be, I'm going to be the mothering, mentoring type, but she would absolutely be the, I'm going after this bounty, and if you happen to tag along with me, I'll just make sure you're not brutally murdered in front of me, and like very standoffish, but giving Boba like kind of like scraps under the table so that he doesn't have a reason to complain. That and like Boba's not looking for a connection either. He is still very I must murder Mace Windu, and he's like living out of the basement of the Slave One, although it's a spaceship, it doesn't have a basement, but you know what I mean. He's like living on fucking ration packs and holding his dad's helmet and being sad. I love it. And then Asajj is answering some bounty, and Ahsoka is like, I need credits to pay for dinner. So finding someone and bringing them into justice is totally reasonable. And then at first they're competing for bounties, and then shenanigans with whoever the target is, and they have to team up together, and maybe they do the thing where it's like bolts are flying and people are losing their weapons, and then they pick up the closest lightsaber to them, and what's that? Asajj has one of Ahsoka's, and Ahsoka has one of Asajj's, and they still work for each other, and they're fighting back to back in that really great moment where, like, you're protecting my vulnerable spot and I'm protecting yours, and it's so beautiful for me. And then Boba's like, I have a jetpack. And they're both like, no, you're not even 11. Go back home and stay put before you get your head blasted off. And it's delightful. And then eventually they end up Concord Dawn. Do they end up back in Mandalore? Because, well, Jedi don't have families, and Asajj's homeworld is all ruined, so they're both like, well, you should have family, and we're gonna take you back to the Fett homestead and see if we can find you some relatives so that you're not just wandering the galaxy as a small child alone who should be supervised or in school or something. And then there is trauma because the Death Watch, and the Death Watch is like, oh hey, it's Tano, she works for the Jedi, get her. And then they see Asajj and they're like, hey, she sided with Maul, but then she turned on Maul, so she is no longer a friend of the Death Watch. And then they see Boba Fett, and oh, your dad was the last Mandalore, kill him. And then it's like, fight for your life, and more jetpacks, and more fighting back to back, and somewhere in that fight, Asajj learns to anticipate Ahsoka's moves, and Ahsoka learns to, I don't know, something, trust fall, throw Ahsoka at the, I don't know, like that scene in Ragnarok or something, but like teamwork. And then I don't know, what's the name of Asajj's ship, or do they all live in the Slave One? I just really like that idea a lot of, like, angry and then friendly and then co-parenting and, like, also, let's get real traumatic here, Boba reads in the Force the same way the clones do. So, he feels familiar to Ahsoka the way all her clone troopers did, but, like, Boba would have so many resentments against the Jedi Order for killing his father in front of him and starting this war in the first place. And, like, he's the unaltered clone, so he has a lot of stuff inside about how he's better than the ones who are rapidly aged. And then Asajj would have, like, a lot of, he feels like a clone trooper in the Force, I should kill him a little bit. And that's great, because Mommy and Mommy are fighting again about whether or not to murder me in my sleep. I love it. Thanks, Bess.